ndiapo halo direct Soweto mwenda makozuko
0530
parafini parafini makota pela makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma vipiango a kastoma vipiango
zika chitika musa vimberera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Inferno engulfs two vehicles at a car park in Lusaka. Mukushi Zitala residents appeal for the renovation of the classroom block at Kawama Primary School. In African news, the police officers are charged with murder of Kenyan blogger. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. A tragic fire incident has rocked Lusaka's Chadwick House car park, reducing two vehicles to ashes and leaving a 51-year-old mechanic battling for his life after sustaining severe burns. According to police spokesperson Ray Hamonga, two motor vehicles, a Toyota Ipsum bearing registration number ACM3071, blue in color, and a Honda Fit bearing registration number BAB2002, silver in color, were completely burnt to ashes. He narrates that also caught in the inferno was a male individual identified as a Rashid Kapanda, a 51-year-old mechanic of unmarked house number John Lane Compound, Lusaka, who suffered severe burns across his entire body. He says Mr. Kapanda is currently admitted at Lusungu Clinic near Kulima bus station, where his condition is described as critical and unpredictable. The police spokesperson has further disclosed that the incident occurred yesterday, June 23, 2025, around 14 hours at a Chadwick House car park in Lusaka. Mr. Hamonga has indicated that the fire is strongly suspected to have been caused by a spark coming into contact with a spilled petrol, as the vehicle battery was not disconnected. Mr. Hamonga tells Kombon Radio News that efforts by bystanders to extinguish the fire proved futile until firefighters arrived to contain the situation. Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says he has resolved to put pedestrians' safety first and the vehicles last, as he puts more speed humps in all densely populated areas of his ward in order to increase the safety, especially for school-going children. The civic leader's action comes barely a week after a man of Kamala South was instantly killed in a gruesome hit-and-run incident near Yellow Shop area on National East Road, where numerous near misses and near fatalities have become the order of the day. Mr. Simata says it is sad that a life was lost due to the driver's failure to obey the 40 km per hour speed limit in densely populated areas. He disclosed that it is for this reason that his office has decided to increase the number of speed humps to one in every 100 meters all the way from UTH Kwacha Station to Kamlangati Junction.
That we've embarked on a project to increase the number of speed humps, especially in populated areas where we have a number of school-going children and other residents who are being affected by overspeeding vehicles. This follows a tragic incident that happened last week, where a young man was instantly killed by an overspeeding vehicle in a hit-and-run incident near Yellow Shop. So following this, the increase in frequency in such occurrences, we decided to increase the number of speed humps, and we're going to put speed humps every 100 meters so as to deter drivers from overspeeding in these areas.
Residents of the Itala compound in Mukushi have appealed to the government to allocate funds for the renovation of the classroom block at Kawama Primary School, which recently had its roof blown off. The appeal was made through the Parents and Teachers Committee PTC Chairperson Givas Musonda, who expressed concern over the lack of attention given to the damaged infrastructure. Mr. Musonda noted that the situation has reduced classroom space, affecting the learning environment for pupils. He emphasized the urgent need for government intervention, particularly as the school has been permitted to offer grade classes under the revised education curriculum. Mr. Musonda further urged authorities to prioritize the renovation project in order to provide a conducive learning environment for the increasing number of learners.
1x3 classroom iria ya fumapo mtenge kio tuwa kulirefuwa afyashi na yoine ya limina ya kuwa bobo afirisho na ngubumo yo. So we are still appealing to you to see to it that you come to our head, you help us through CDF fund. When this fund is available, then we are going to make sure that all the challenges faced by Kawama School is going to be finished. So far, so good. The number of pupils has been increased, as you know, from one has been introduced. Meaning there is that deficit of classroom. If only you can come to our aid, then you will be very happy.
Kitwe Mayor Mpasa Moya has expressed concern over the challenges faced by the city's fire department, citing inadequate resource allocation and neglect. Ms. Moya says that the Kitwe City Council plans to utilize the 3 fire stations to service different parts of the city and has made progress in repairing a fire tender. She adds that the city's fire services are also facing infrastructure challenges, including an unreliable power supply.
We in Dakati Central, we are grappling, but we have since received correspondence from yourself where you permitted us to work on the 1 million fire tender, because initially we were constrained, we couldn't repair it because of the administrative issues that were surrounding the accident and the insurance component of it. We have budgeted in the 2025 budget for fire tender. I think it just remains for town clerk and the team to actualize that, but we were given recommendations from the chief fire officer as well as the fire tools that they are indeed challenged.
And the chief of fire officer Tembo Saili noted that the substation providing power to the brigade is experiencing frequent breakdowns, resulting in intermittent power supply and impacting their ability to operate effectively.
It was brought. We have a substation at Ndeke. There's no fire engine that side, but manpower is there. The whole key to just having one fire. You also, each time is down, up, down, so we are handcuffed.
Meanwhile, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, revealed that the ministry is set to prioritize emergency preparedness and response capabilities, investing in technology and resource allocation to enhance response capabilities.
We think that you're making a saving. We are not making a saving because you are pushing it back to pay people for a service that they are not providing, not because they cannot provide a service, but because we have not given them the means to produce a service. What